So, in this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about the art of appreciation. It's a subject I've kind of talked about before, but yeah, so get yourself a tea or coffee, whatever. Right, so appreciation. Right, this morning I received a message from my client in Australia. You know who you are. She's always so appreciative of everything that I do, which is super nice. And I've always said this, get into my energy, get into my energy. The reason I have created the Impact Formula magazine, I nearly called it Instant Formula. That's like baby food. Absolutely not. The Impact Formula is so that we can really showcase how other people have done it, right? So it's a magazine that's out twice a year. The next issue is in July. The recent issue starred, well, had the executive producer of the blockbuster film, The Sound of Freedom. I mean, what an incredible human being, right? So it's a place where I kind of scoop all these amazing, incredible people and put it all, in a magazine for you to read. Now, don't scroll on the social medias. Get the magazine and instead read it. Upload it on your laptop, your iPads, your UPads, your whatever, iPhone, U phone, whatever. Just upload it. And instead of doom scrolling, read it, because then you're absorbing the energy of these very successful people. You're absorbing the energy of, finding solutions to your problems. Like, it honestly, it will change your brain and change your energy. Like, that's what we want, right? And this is the reason why I do the podcast, so you can get in my energy. This is the reason why I haven't changed my pricing for my readings since I started. I mean, how many times have we had inflation go up, right? But I won't change it because I want you to have access to my energy. And this lady in Australia, she appreciates my energy. She's always in my energy. She's downloading the information from the podcast, from my readings, from this, and this, and this. And her life has changed. It's changing by the second. She's coming out of this dark hole. And I'm like, there you go, you see? You've got to plug yourself into the right people. And this is where appreciation comes in. So when you appreciate something, you get more of it. It's simple as. And when you criticize something, it repels it. So many times I have done relationship readings and they're like, is the relationship over? And then they continue to bitch and moan about this person. And you don't have to be a psychic reader. You say, yeah, because the trajectory that you are on, you are pushing it away. If you want more of anything, you appreciate it. Get into my energy because all I do is download the messages. I am merely the messenger, right? And I just download what spirit wants me to tell you all the time. I mean, could you get any more of a better source than that? Oh, yeah, gobble it up, you know? So get into my energy, subscribe to things, get into the newsletters that's sent out, become an avid listener, which I know I did since I started this thing. I've only looked at the figures like twice. I don't really understand the figures. I don't even know what an algorithm is. I don't. So I had a look at the figures and I was quite pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh, so people do listen to it then. You know what I'm like. And I was quite surprised. So that tells me it's serving a purpose. That tells me it's helping you, which is absolutely great. So when someone appreciates what I do and they appreciate everything that I offer, they get the best quality come through. They get the best solutions come through. It's about appreciation. You open your heart up and then you receive everything that you're meant to. You get the whole experience. And so, I like to do my little experiments. I like to look through binoculars, study things. I haven't got a microscope at the moment, but when I do, I've got all these little samples of things and I'll be measuring things and having a look. And, I do it with my plants, don't I? I give them certain words, see how they grow. Well, with my, I moved in here, so I moved on my own about a year ago. And I did like this 3 to 4 month experiment where I was going to be quite critical and moany, not my normal vibe, as you know. And all I did was like say things like, oh, what's the point? Oh, don't like it, don't like myself. Oh, and I just did like this experiment, which was very negative, very negative. And I noticed that my eating habits started to change. So I started to go towards fast food, which is what I shouldn't be doing anyway, because I have only one kidney. So it really doesn't like plastic stuff. And I noticed that my posture changed. I noticed financially it was tight. I noticed everything just changed. Everything was listening to the instructions I was giving it. I'm useless. This is better. So I got into the mind of someone who struggles because I want to know how to help, right? So I did this experiment. Worst experience and experiment of my fucking life. Never again. Never again am I going to talk to myself in a negative way. Never again am I going to say that my life is useless. Never again am I going to feel like nobody cares. Like, I'm going to appreciate every single day, every single second. The minute I got out of that, I started turning it around and I started saying things like, you know what, Katie, you make a delicious coffee in the morning. Every time I looked in the mirror, I was like, you know what, Katie, you don't look too bad for 42. And throughout the day, I'd be like, you know what, if there's one person who can do it, you can. And I started changing the instructions and my life changed. Money started coming in again. Food wise, ugh, no thanks. And I started cooking fresh again. What else? Oh, body wise, started getting fit again. I did this experiment again where I got in the pool. So I go swimming, right? An hour before I got into the pool, I started saying to myself, oh, it's going to be cold. Oh, I'm not very good today. It's not going to be a very good swim today. And I got in and I could only do about 15 minutes. I felt exasperated, tired, heavy. Yeah. And I thought, my God, it really does have a significant effect on you. And now, whenever I go swimming, I'm going swimming today. I can't wait. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to put them goggles on and just jump in and like swim. And just enjoy the flickering of the sun coming through the windows and hitting that pool. You know, it feels like you're abroad, right? And I just can't wait. I'm going to have the best swim. It's going to feel really good in my body. And I just know I'm going to be like a dolphin. I'll be gone, you know? Try and catch me if you can. Aerodynamic, you know? So when you appreciate something, it brings it in. If you want someone in your life, or if you want more of someone in your life, you have to appreciate them. I mean, it's helpful if you tell them because there's something really motivational about knowing that someone appreciates you. You want to do more and more and more for that person, right? Not in a nefarious way, don't be manipulating, but you know, appreciation brings things in. With money, if you want to bring money in, look at what you've got. And instead of going, oh, it's not enough, just go, wow, my God. Like in another country, that's worth a lot of money, right? And start appreciating what you've got. Yeah. Appreciation just gets you everywhere. Like it just creates a certain energy, which is like just motivational, inspiring, delicious, cool. Like it's just everything. Yeah. There is nothing worse I hate. No, I have not said that right. There is, maybe I should appreciate my speech more. Yeah, maybe. There is nothing more I hate. Yeah, I think I said that right. I don't know. That when I feel like someone isn't appreciating me. So there's fake appreciation. I get this a lot where people are like, they see what I do, they appreciate what I do, and then they just emotionally dump all over me. And the friendship or whatever they have tried to create feels fraudulent. It feels like they have put me in this framework, which I'm not happy with, because I'm like, dude, I'm not that person that you've created. You know, they've got essences or they've got what they want from my podcast or my profile, and they've designed who I am in their mind. And then they just dump on me all the time. That's not appreciating, that's taking advantage, that's manipulating. And I won't think twice about creating distance from those kinds of people. But when someone genuinely gets it, someone genuinely appreciates it, and they tell me about it, a relationship is formed very quickly. Energetically, emotionally, psychologically, it happens very, very quickly. Yeah. Always trust your gut instinct. Always. So if you think, oh, I don't know, I think this is a bit disingenuine, then leave it at the door. There's no need. I've had people in the past, they go, oh, I really appreciate you. And then they don't because they just keep dumping stuff on me and calling me at midnight. Hence why my number, yeah, has become a bit, scarce for people. Yeah, good luck with trying to get hold of me. And it's like, it's fraudulent, but that's not appreciation. That's using appreciation to try and beguile me and hypnotize me into like, trying to sweet talk me. And I hate that. I hate that disingenuineness. Oh, you're such a good girl for doing this for me. Like, what am I, a dog? So no. If you have really strong, organic, pure, real appreciation for anything, anywhere, and anyone, you will notice that relationship absolutely bloom. And it solidifies and you create this contract, and it just is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. So next time you're struggling, think of something that you want more of or need more of and appreciate it. You will never be given more of what you don't appreciate. Yeah. Though in fact, it's a taking away energy. It's a pushing away energy. It's a scarcity energy. You can't expect to have a healthy relationship with someone that you love and constantly criticize them. Their energy field is going to go, oh, this person doesn't like the person that I'm kind of looking after. So I need to protect them. So I'm going to remove them from the mix. That's what it does. Yeah. Because the universe only speaks energy, it doesn't know anything else. So it knows appreciation and love, or it knows hate and disdain. And with hate and disdain, it knows that you don't want that thing. With love and enthusiasm and appreciation, it knows you want more of it. It's completely blind if you think about it. Oh, okay, so you're putting loads of energy on this thing, which is brilliant. So you want more of it. Okay, we get more of it. So likey likey, matchy match, And then people who are like, the universe goes, oh, okay, doesn't like. Got picked up the signal. Don't worry, picked up the signal. That's why it's infuriating when you break up with someone and then they appreciate you once you've gone. Like, did it really have to take my absence for you to appreciate me now I've gone? Don't get that far. Don't let yourself spiral. But you are your job, by the way. So, that experiment I did where I was like just bitching and moaning for a couple of months? That was me. I created that destruction because I decided to look at everything in a negative way. I mean, albeit it was an experiment, but I decided to put my efforts into negativity rather than my efforts into positivity. And, by doing nothing, you're still doing something. You cannot do nothing. There is no such thing as doing nothing. You're either in the positive camp or you're in the negative camp. This whole sit, oh, I'm sitting on a wall, I'm sitting on the fence. It's a load of bollocks. How many times do you know people are go, oh, I don't want to get involved in this. I'm sitting on the fence. Them not getting involved says everything. There is no neutral because energy is energy. There is no absence of energy. The absence of energy takes us way before the Big Bang, where there was just void. There was nothing. No left, right, up, down, joy, depression, there was nothing. Completely blank canvas. And then an energy came along and created. So if the Big Bang was an energy ball, God, whatever you want to call it, created life. And it created the ups and downs, the lefts and rights, the shades, the white and the black and the colours and everything. And it just sparked one thing after another. And it was like an octopus just growing more and more limbs. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now we have this complex, convoluted universe, which is just incredible. And we get to pick which emotions we're going to be in that day. We do, right? But you've got to have confidence in that. When you say, oh, like when people say, oh, I've got no choice. Oh, I'm in a mood today. Oh, I seem to be in a mood today. Oh, okay, fair enough. I'll be in this mood. Hello? Hello. You're not in the driving seat of your own life. You've decided not to be. You have every option. Whether you think you have the options is a different thing, because sometimes we're rendered so powerless by our situations and our upbringing that we think we actually have no control at all. Biggest lie. You have all the control. You just need to know that you're that ball of light that can create life and onwards. You're the energy field. Break down your body, you're left with atoms. Break down the atoms, you have energy. You are nothing but energy. And then if you reverse engineer it, we have our bodies. Then we have the muscular structure. Then we have the blood. Then we have the bones. Then we have the DNA. Then we have the atoms. Then we have the energy. So quite like the Big Bang came along, big voided universe, Big Bang, everything came. The planets start to happen. Life started to happen. Light and dark, ups and downs, weather. Everything started to evolve from one domino to the next. We are exactly the same. We have energy going through us like an electricity system. From that, it will create ease or disease in the body. Up to you. It's up to you. And then it will create muscular situations. Then it will create your outward experience. Then it will create whatever you want to desire, want to bring in. A good person to study with this information is Louise Hay. She talks about disease being in the body. There's another book, The Body Keeps Score. Energetically, your body is holding on to what you think and feel all the time. That's why you feel trapped. That's why you have, hurt from the past that's still there. That's why you have insecurities, because you're not releasing them. You're not releasing them, not because you're stupid, but because you don't know. We're not taught how to do this. If you can flood your system with appreciation and love, you watch those symptoms go. You've got to flood it. You've got to flood it out. You've got to be 99.9% of your body in a state of love and appreciation. That's why meditation is so powerful. So it's up to you, but you do get to choose. You have way more power than you think. So appreciate who you want if you want more of them, but don't use your noggin. So don't be like appreciating people who are cruel to you and not very nice, because then you're not appreciating yourself, right? Appreciate yourself first, and then that will set the tone and set the standard. Simple pimple. All right, so look, I love you loads as always. I love hearing from you, by the way. I really do. Sometimes I can't get back to you because obviously I'm super busy. But it is what it is, babes. It is what it is. So anyway, love you loads.